It's after Halloween. Mm-hmm. 2 days, we're the multimedia men.
Yeah.
We all survived Halloween. It got cold.
It was so cold. You guys are lucky though, because guys can, you know, wear layers and not feel weird. Girls, if you wear a freaking jacket, they're like, "What is that? Take that off."
Not so much.
I mean, no. Well, I went to the.
That's not funny enough.
Not so much. Most people are cosplayers now, so they don't do a lot of slutty stuff. But we are the multimedia men. It is November 2nd. Halloween was on a Friday this year. Awesome. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics. We're with Andrew Conway.
Right here.
Adam Conway from Angelica Film Center.
Yep, yep.
We're happy you're awake. Adam came in with his costume. He has he went as Elliot from E.T. and he has handlebars on a crate with a stuffed giant E.T. doll in it. Supposedly you won.
I won second place.
Second place at a costume con.
$100
Damn.
Damn. You didn't buy us breakfast?
Well, they haven't paid me yet. So.
Dick.
That's awesome.
And we're with Susan Kamya with this chicksflicks.com and Irving. Community television.
Not slutty. That was, it was cute, Minnie Mouse. Cute.
Haven't you been as Minnie Mouse before, though?
It's a fine line. Slutty.
What were you last year?
A cat.
Cute cat.
Similar.
Cute cat. I don't do slutty.
Pointy ears instead of round ears.
So you went as a cute Minnie Mouse. Where did you go out?
We went out to Uptown.
So you went to Uptown.
That was your Christmas day.
Probably crazy. Do you have any stories?
Yes.
What's the best story?
Well, me and my friend, her co-worker joined us, and basically just sum up, her co-worker is... This is her first night going out dressed up for Halloween. She's 24 ever, because she was from like a really religious family, and basically she's...
What religion?
I don't know what she is, but she's in the midst of a divorce from her husband because she finds her husband like disgusting.
Is she Amish?
I don't
think so. Was she in an arranged marriage or something?
No, it's just she got married at 21, and like now she's
so she hasn't experienced a bunch.
Probably
religious.
That was her only experience.
And so this was her sewing her royal oath.
So she's finally got dressed up, and then she was telling us before we went out that she was meeting a friend out, and then later in the evening she told me, she was like, "Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Well, the guy we're meeting out, he's a Dom."
As in
like in her mind, she was thinking he's like a Christian Grey. But me and my friend, we both read 50 Shades of Grey. This guy is totally...
Who is this guy?
Pinhead from Hellraiser.
He is a weirdo. I'm just saying that to me, I think he read the cliff notes to 50 Shades of Grey. He's fresh off the boat, and
the
Dominatrix boat. Yeah, he's. I feel like I'm. But okay, I hope she never hears.
So he wasn't a true Dom.
No, because he was an Indian guy. But no, I'm just saying he was. It was weird to me that he was. He told me himself that he was been here in the country for a month. So I'm like, okay.
Where do you find her? Like on Craigslist?
I have no idea.
I
didn't like dig into where she found him. It was her fourth time meeting up with him, but it was the first time like me and my friend were meeting him, and we just figured out right off the bat, we're like, he is not a real thing. He's totally fake.
I've been in that whole culture. I've done some documentary stuff.
I don't know, but it's just he was going, basically his idea is that he would like, he would call her by her middle name, even though she went by her first name. He told her, "Don't wear the heels out,
it's
wear
so
the flats."
So
and like he'd like, she'd be like, "I need to go to the bathroom." He'd be like, "Did I say you could go?"
and he was wearing pleather, not real leather.
No, he wasn't dressed up or anything. He kept smacking her butt throughout the entire night. He was like, and then unfortunately he came back with us. We did not want him to come back with us, but she was begging us. She was like, "Please, guys, I'm never gonna hang out with him." And I'm like,
where did she find
him? I really don't know. I wish I knew. I forgot to ask that. But like, what was worse was the next morning when we woke up, because they slept on the couch together, and we were like, "He's still here. Oh my god." He was just being so. He just comes off like a jerk. He was saying things like my friend was going to make pancakes, and he was like smacking her butt and saying, "Go help her! Go help her make pancakes! Do it now!"
So he was like full on like 24th, did she pay for him?
I know. No, she didn't. Trust me, he probably, I'm telling you, he probably thinks this works. And
she's amazed by it. She's in it. Oh, she
because most doms, it's like an act when they're being paid to
it's meant to do
bedroom.
It. I think, it, when I think dom, I think it's in the bedroom, first of all. It's subtle. You don't do it. I mean, he's verbally like abusing her in public to us. And he's saying things like, he's like, oh, you have no idea how much trouble you're in. You have no, in front of us, he even says, like, maybe I'll let them decide your punishment. We're like, do not get us involved. I don't want to decide her punishment.
What would her punishment be?
I don't know. I think all he knew how to do was
so did that. She make, did they make pancakes?
He, well, she didn't help. She, and that's why he failed at that. She was like, hey, do you even need help? She's like, I don't need help making pancakes. And, because she didn't even want pancakes at first. And then he was like, no, don't. You're eating a pancake. She's like, okay, I want a pancake. I was just like.
The story just turned from dominatrix into pancakes.
It's just all he was doing was controlling her. I'm
so
like,
she's not a good sub. She's not a good sub.
No, she's not a good. Because he's not even a good dom. That's not how it works. I mean, not that I have any firsthand experience. I've just read the book and seen some movies.
So how much alcohol was consumed with you?
A lot. I had a hangover.
Where'd you go?
We went to Idle and...
Idle Rich?
Yeah, Idle Rich and McKinney Tavern, which I, me and my friend did karaoke. We sang Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Nice.
I had a guy for the night that I was wingmanning it for. He was not cute.
So you provide wingman services?
I was just trying to let his friend, you know, make out with my friend or whatever. But he was a loser too. Like he had a tongue ring, a nipple ring, and just bleh.
So if you have a tongue ring and nipple ring, you're a loser, guys. Just so you know.
You're out.
No, and then he proceeds to tell her, like, hey, I just want you to know that, like, I smoke weed all day, every day. Like wow. he tells her that too.
Wait, was this your? So you were out with how many girls were you out with?
Two.
Just okay. So one. So your other friend. Like, was Candace?
And these,
say the name. I don't want to.
And these are your going out bar.
Welcome, Gotti. Gotti has made it. Gotti is in the house.
These are your going out girlfriends.
But she's not the one that was in that situation. So the bad one. But regardless, the guy that I was helping her out, like when I was.
Are you afraid she's listening right now?
She's not going to listen. She won't be mad. I just don't want her coworker.
Is this a sex story?
There's no sex.
Welcome, Gotti. Gotti from Selig Film News comes in 10 minutes late.
Woo! I read the 10:15 text. That's the last text I got.
And you are...
I bet you did.
...here at 10:09.
Right. Early.
So Gotti is finally here. We're
so
happy you made
sex stories and Sopranos.
Well, Halloween, basically. Did you dress up for Halloween?
No, but we had people at work dress up, like as Madeline and then... as the two-year-old pop.
Madeline?
Madeline. You have a little yellow hat.
You know the children's French story?
Yes.
Yes.
Get over it.
Get over it.
No.
And you went as E.T., Andrew, what did you go as?
I went as Elliot.
Oh, Elliot.
You went as E.T. Thank you for E.T.
I know, right?
Peter Griffin.
Really?
That's why the show.
Why is there no pictures of that?
Who provided the
Where'd you get the green pants?
I had them, actually.
Really? That's great.
Now that story.
Can you do the voice?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
3 years ago.
Can you do the voice?
Not really.
Not the best impressionist here.
And he didn't draw a big enough butt on his chin.
I know. I didn't go full butt on my chin.
So you didn't win the contest.
No.
The other one did.
Yes.
Is y'all going to talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Little award-winning contest?
You missed everything.
He won $150.
Why did you see Nightcrawler? That made me feel better. That was Halloween.
That's a great movie.
Oh, you watched it again?
No, but we do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think Ouija is beating out Nightcrawler.
Oh, that's sad.
That is.
But isn't it just because it's in like 1,000 more theaters?
I don't know.
Nightcrawler's doing well for its money, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. But yeah. Halloween, come gone now. We have 2 months left of the year.
The day right, is gone. It's already November, man.
Yeah, it's already November.
Brian, did you dress up?
I did not dress up.
Why not?
You said you were going to be Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. I didn't do it this year because we didn't do anything. We're doing it next year because of all the stuff around the house.
Do you have, like, a...
You should always do it.
I have a wig. I have nipple ring. I have...
That's creepy.
I'm excited.
Nipple rings are gross, in my opinion.
Well, I don't mean I don't have one in right now. It'll be like a fake one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's it. It's fake.
Nipple ring and tongue ring is just.
Some people like it.
Oh, it referred to the story I was telling you.
Guys are listening. Susan doesn't like it.
Yes.
She's talking about
this. I'm a dumb.
What's going on? All right, let's do our two on the fly questions. We're going to go cartoon. There's two cartoon questions. All right. Starting out, what cartoon do you want to see a live action version of that has not been made yet?
Afro Samurai.
Afro Samurai.
Would be fucking awesome.
Yes.
With Samuel.
Afro Samurai is about a African-American samurai with a sidekick who is like 2 feet tall. And both the Afro Samurai and the little sidekick are played by Samuel Jackson. The little sidekick is like real lively and like jive talking. And Afro is like cool, like... And, oh, it's bad. It's a really good mini series.
Of course, Kevin Hart.
But Samuel
Jackson's voice work. That would be. That is an excellent choice, my friend. Anybody else?
I would love to see a live action Venture Brothers.
Ooh,
ooh. Awesome. With Brock, would you have?
That's awesome.
Who would you have? Brock.
Well, is that Patrick Wahlberg?
Just do that. Yeah, that would be great. A live action
and the Monarch would be hilarious.
Hell yes.
Doctor.
Oh, did you have one?
No, go ahead.
No, I just, if it was handled really well, maybe Captain Planet, not the...
They
not
did
Cheadle
one.
Thing. No,
they
that was...
Not Cheadle.
That was a joke. That was like a quick, like, preview.
But that was the most hilarious thing ever.
Yeah, it was funny. No, I'd like to see, like, a,
Planet,
like a dark style of it. Like
a real
dark,
one.
Yeah, a real
the
one.
Power's mine, bitch.
Totally on board with that.
Like, nothing cheesy. Just, like, really go for it. Hey, like, you know, the Earth is a serious thing.
Adam, what about you?
What about you, Brian?
I want to see either Nightmare Before Christmas live action or a South Park movie live action.
Who would play the South Park kid?
I have no
idea.
Oh,
that would be a good one.
That's a
good
recasting right there.
That would be fun
yeah.
to do like a live action stuff because that would just, it's so epic. And Nightmare Before Christmas would just be cool to see like some cool stars.
I feel like Johnny Depp would star in that.
I would not want Johnny Depp to star.
I don't know, it's tough.
It's
like especially creepy.
It looks hilarious.
Wow.
Like what about you?
Maybe a live action Adventure Time? I think it might be hilarious.
Live action Adventure Time? It's just all over the place.
Oh, yeah, it'd be ridiculous.
All right, those are all good choices. I definitely want to see Venture Brothers, and I definitely want to see.
Inspired by The Simpsons?
No?
Is there a live action Simpsons coming out?
No,
I just thought.
What was that about?
So our
episodes,
our second on the fly question is: what animated character would you like to kill, and what animated character would you like to have sex with?
God.
You and your.
Why do we always have to kill someone?
I would kill Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
What? She's my favorite.
A giant pain in the ass.
You know, she's the most intelligent of all.
Because she's not
she's
a
giant pain in the
ass.
All Gaston wants in Beauty and the Beast is for her to cook and clean for him.
No,
she wants to really break this. And wants to, yeah.
I wish Gwen was here.
I kill Belle completely. And I would.
That's
kill Belle. And I would. I have three down, but I'll pick one, which I feel like I think the overall is Jessica Rabbit, but I'll pick Leela from Futurama. I fuck her.
Ooh, Leela.
Oh, I know who I fuck.
Whoa.
Oh. All right, Susan, who
I
would
know
you
how
fuck?
I kill, though.
What anime character would you fuck?
Well, I guess I could kill a villain, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ratatouille.
I'm gonna fuck.
He's a good dude.
What is Dimitri from Anastasia? John Cusack's voice. Whew, John Cusack.
Not Rasputin.
I will kill Rasputin because he is fucking scary. So I'm right. Sure, why not? But definitely Dimitri. He was like my first cartoon crush.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
First cartoon.
All right.
Cartoon.
Nice. Who's up? Who's up next? Who has their choices?
Do you have your choices?
Not really, but I can go.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I would kill... Who would I? I'd kill Scar.
Why?
Fighting King.
He's delightful.
Oh, that's a good one. No,
yeah,
that's...
Y'all are sentimental.
I know.
No, that actually... I'm going to switch over and kill it to Scar. I forgot how pissed I get at him.
I know. Don't you? Yeah, I'm
I can't watch that part.
And I would... Fuck. Gemma.
Gemma?
Who's Gemma?
From, is that, what's the name of the I was making up people.
Gemma.
From what?
From what?
Well, for the cartoon, it's not Gemma. What's her name? They're actually making it into a live action movie. She's a rock star.
Oh, Jem. Jem and the holograms?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a little.
All right.
Young girlish right there.
Young girl, what are you talking about? She's a kid.
13.
So I'm totally killing Aladdin so I can marry Jasmine and rule the old domain with Jafar. I get the magic carpet.
Right?
And I get shit for.
I'd probably kill Iago and probably.
That was my favorite princess.
He's are you going to keep his monkey?
Of course. You're stuck with Iago. Now you got to fucking listen to Gilbert Godfrey.
Which is amazing. I would kill Iago.
I would kill Iago.
I would not kill Iago. Which
is a way. He's a genie against him.
All right, so or maybe also.
Oh, that's sad.
Tim Curry's Tim Curry's sludge monster from Ferngully, and then I'll marry the fairy from Ferngully.
You know, you're just.
I would love to see you with wings.
Yeah,
I would love to see you with wings. Well, let us know on our Facebook page or Twitter page what cartoon character you would like to have sex with and kill. I would kill Belle. Who's with me? Tell me.
That's so horrible. Belle's smart and God.
She's like the only Disney.
What about animated Brad Pitt from Cool World?
Yeah.
Yours,
she probably hasn't seen Cool World.
She hasn't seen Cool World.
I haven't seen, but Brad Pitt doesn't do
Cool World. Cool World is pretty hot, too.
Yeah. Her cartoon is...
But we can all agree that Jessica Rabbit is still pretty
good. She's
pretty
good.
Yeah. Amazing. All right.
If she was a real person, she'd literally die.
Why?
Her stomach's too tiny. To...
Really?
Would you see someone...
Girl that pretty much... She made herself, like, her waist so small that just slowly...
And what happens?
And she moved, like, two ribs?
Yeah.
But they did that thing where they did the realistic waistlines for all the princesses, and it was hilarious.
They look exactly the same, it's better.
Except for Ariel.
It's
just a bad fish.
It's
exciting.
Poor Ariel.
Yeah, let us know.
That's
a bad fish.
You know,
should we talk about, like,
after
new releases, maybe?
No,
we're going to talk about something. Since we have 2 months left in the year, let's go through a few of the movies that are coming out that we're excited about. Yeah, this year has gone by really fast. So we only have two months left. So the next movie on the list is basically Interstellar.
Boom.
So this is who's directing this?
Christopher Nolan.
There's
three different ways to watch it. There's 70mm print
in
IMAX.
The IMAX.
Huge.
Yeah. There's too many options, but
70mm.
And there's no green screens, guys.
Right,
one at a time. One at a time.
There's no green screens. It's all real.
So do you think this movie is going to be Oscar worthy? Do you think it's going to change the sci-fi game?
The biggest selling movie of the year.
You really think this is going to be
the
biggest selling movie?
The only problem is Matthew McConaughey is kind of like getting to the peak of saturation. It's almost too much.
No, he's not. That's a big statement because Guardians of the Galaxy is number one right now.
I don't know if it's going to be the biggest.
Yeah,
I Guardians went big.
Gone Girl did really good too in the box office.
No, we also have Hunger Games coming.
Well, we're going to get to there. We're going to get there. I'm going to go down a list.
Don't tell me it's going to be a big
deal. Oh, it's going to be gigantic. I'm going to go down a list. So Interstellar.
But it is 3 hours long.
It's 3 hours long. So that's going to take away money too.
Yeah.
Kids can leave. They'll pay a lot.
But we'll see if, I mean, no one really hasn't made a bad movie yet. So hopefully this one is.
Well, do you count Man of Steel?
That's not Christopher Nolan.
That's a great question. Though, because you know he
produced
that,
it. He was a heavy.
But he tried to get it.
I agree
with Susan. Totally.
He was a heavy influence.
All right, so after Interstellar, there's a movie coming out called 21 Years Richard Linklater, which sounds awesome.
It's a documentary.
Oh, that's in this year?
That sounds really good.
Yes, definitely.
It's not as good as Boyhood.
It won't be as good as Boyhood, but it'd be cool to see. I can documentary of the last 21 years of Richard Linklater. And then you have Big Hero 6, which is the new animated film.
I think it'll do well.
It's good.
You already saw it?
I bet you. Yeah. Do you think Big Hero 6 will make more money than Interstellar?
No.
No. Interstellar's going to be bigger.
But Disney does have another hit on their hands, because, you know, this is, you know, in the vein of Brave and Wreck-It Ralph, so...
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph was big as hell.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. But Big Hero, it's a superhero. It's Disney. It's animated.
There hasn't been very many animated like films that are. I think Book of Life was the first real contender as far as. I mean, what? Because whatever was a bust, the Box Trolls.
But not
animated movies have come out. What other animated besides? I feel like Big Hero 6 is like the closest thing to a Frozen.
Oh, Lego Movie.
Wow,
was that this year?
And that made tons of money.
I mean, is that gonna? I'm thinking Oscar.
I can't remember that.
Lego Movie would be an Oscar
for Big Hero or Lego.
I think Big Hero will be.
It will probably be. And what I'm telling you is that it's actually based on a Marvel comic, but Marvel has nothing to do with Big Hero 6.
Well, Disney owns the rights to all Marvel, so.
Yeah.
So there's another movie coming out called Open Windows. Does anybody know about that?
Yeah.
What is that about?
What's the new Nacho Vigalondo movie?
Is that Open Windows?
I believe so, with...
With Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie.
Yes.
Correct.
Nacho's a good director.
Yes. Yes. Open Windows, Elijah Wood, Nacho Vigalondo. He's awesome. The one that... I hope it's good, but it could be really bad. Is the sequel to Dumb and Dumber? Dumb and Dumber 2 comes out.
That's great.
Terrible. I think it looks amazing. It looks hilarious. It looks like I want it to be good.
It's going to be awful, but I'm going to watch.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Nothing is going to be as good as the original.
Jim Carrey still got it. We all saw it. That's not.
Yeah. So I'm
on it.
I'm really. Really hoping that it's good. And then we have Foxcatcher, which some of us have seen so far. I don't think it's going to do excellent in the theaters.
Did you like Nightcrawler more than Foxcatcher?
Oh, yeah. But, oh, yeah. Leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Leaps and bounds.
I still say, because I'm looking at it as a supporting. It's Steve Carell's.
You but turned Fox me Catcher after Nightcrawler and were like, that was amazing.
No. I said Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Foxcatcher's not like a huge draw movie, unfortunately. It's more of an indie film anyways. I don't think they're going after it.
But it's got big star power.
Both films, both Nightcrawler and Foxcatcher, like actor bait. Like it's not so much the movie, it's the performances. So that's their appeal.
Yeah. And then we have Jon Stewart's directorial debut, Rosewater. Who saw that? You didn't see that, Austin? The Learner saw it? Did they say it was good?
That's what they said.
There's supposed to be another screening the week before it comes out.
It's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Well, then you also, that same weekend, you have Hunger Games.
I'm getting to it. Right. I'm getting to it.
I can't wait for Rose.
We've got it. I've got this. We got a movie called Wolves coming out, which is with Jason Momoa, Werewolves. I had a writer review it, gave it a 1 out of 5.
Yeah, why would you?
No.
It's really bad. But it's a horror movie, so like a Ouija. It'll be bad, but it'll make money.
Oh, it's gonna make no money.
And then, of course, it's mentioned twice, Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 1.
Do we know when that screening set is? That
I can see Hunger Games beating Interstellar.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hunger Games will be the biggest of the year, I think.
It's going to be hard with Guardians, but Hunger Games might
hard
be...
It's hard to catch by the end of the year, but it will overtake Guardians.
It's kind of the end of the year. Like, it could be...
I think it's going to beat it, because it already has a following. Guardians, not that, you know, Marvel has a following, but, like, it's Hunger
Games. I don't know if you're about to see some death.
Well,
people probably already bought their tickets for Hunger Games.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
and then, interestingly enough, like, in late November... They have 3 horror movies coming out. They have VHS Viral, VHS, the third VHS movie, a movie called Extraterrestrial, which looks pretty good, and then The Babadook, which is the scariest movie.
Yeah. Well, Babadook's already out, isn't it?
No,
it's on VOD.
Well, VHS Viral
it's only digital. It's only DirecTV.
VHS Viral is also on stream right now. VOD.
I
wish
but it comes out in theaters, though.
Yeah.
I wish they would have opened on Halloween, because that would have been such a
perfect Halloween movie. Yeah, Babadook is very scary. But those 3, if you want to take your family to go see horror movies, I guess that's the one to do.
It's a lot better than Wolves sounds.
Exactly.
Babadook is like a must-see. I think everyone should watch that.
And then you have Benedict Cumberbatch.
I saw
Imitation Game.
It was really
you saw
good.
It?
Really good. Yeah.
It's good?
It's good. I don't know. It's never my cup of tea.
It.
Those kinds of films, but it was a great. It's a great movie. Obviously,
well, that's been the best movie.
He is awesome.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good. It was slow in the beginning.
But then after that,
Stephen Hawking movie.
And Matthew Good is great in it, too.
I like
Matthew Good.
So. Yeah.
He's so underutilized. I wish he would do more.
I wish he would have been more in it too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was. Yeah. The.
What does that?
It's good and.
November 14th, tentatively, but it's probably going to be later in Texas.
And then we have the sequel comedy, Horrible Bosses 2.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do you think that'll do, it'll be number one the first weekend, and then they will
really? Do you think, what does it have against it?
Oh, actually, it's Madagascar's Penguins.
That's Thanksgiving weekend, too, so this will be a family-oriented, I think.
But I think
is that the only thing that it has against it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, well then maybe.
Lucky Jake came out the week before.
But
so
Horrible Bosses, I'm looking forward to it, but I don't think that it's going to be a movie that with the same jokes, it'll be decent, but then after the first week, it's done.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of comedy sequels coming out this fall, because there's also, which, I don't know if it's on your list.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
All right. We have Top 5, which is Chris Rock's movie, which supposedly had, the trailer's hilarious, got so many funny people in it.
Yeah, I'm down to watch it.
And then we have everybody that I think most, we're all looking forward to this one, Inherent Vice. I think do you think that'll be an Oscar contender?
Yes. Yeah.
At least for actor, director.
Yeah. I bet movie.
Because who's directing that? Who's directing that?
Paul
who?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
There you go. What was his last movie?
Master.
Was it a Master?
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks really.
He's in Austin for a couple of festivals. He's great.
You know what though? I think it's going to be, but I don't know.
Well, you see, Aaron Weiss isn't going to be here until like January,
but it's coming out in
Christmas Day.
Yes, it's coming out.
And it's a much more entertaining story than the Master. The book was.
The book's awesome. Yeah,
like
Thomas
if they capture anything like that, I mean, it's one of the better American voices anyway.
It's to me, we'll see how he adapts it. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be really cool.
So I'm really curious how all these awesome movies are coming out, but then you have Hobbit 3. Do you think The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings has...
Yeah,
it's the last one. Do you think it's lost its steam? Do you think it's like...
There's no way it's got big freaking smog.
I think it'll do good. Right. I just feel like there hasn't been any promo for it. There hasn't. I mean, they haven't
do promo for Hobbit.
Honestly, it doesn't. The fans are committed.
Yeah.
Like,
but more so than like Hunger Games.
All around the country, it won't be as big as Hunger Games.
You really think so?
I don't think it'll be bigger than Hunger Games.
Did you mention?
Well, it's also coming out with Night of the Museum 3.
I got that on here, buddy.
Yeah.
What about I think Night of the Museum won't beat it, but it'll give it a hell of a run. That's a fun series that kids love.
What?
Ben Stiller.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, okay, so Night Museum 3, I have that on.
That's
so
like all the little...
I haven't seen the second Hobbit yet.
It's one of Robin Williams' last movies.
Oh,
one of, like, the three,
Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah. So Night Museum 3, we also have Annie with Quvenzhané Jamie Foxx.
I'm out.
It looks terrible.
I'm watching it. No, it doesn't look terrible.
Definitely
looks
terrible.
It looks cheesy.
I'm out.
I'm watching. I'm watching.
I'll definitely.
I love
it.
The only thing is like the
it's
cast.
It's on your list, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Ridley Scott.
Exodus.
Ridley Scott is on my worry list after that shit.
Christian Bale playing Moses.
What was that movie that was horrible?
Terrible.
What was it?
It's
so bad.
That's
on my worst list. Oh my god.
One at a time.
What
was Ridley Scott's really horrible movie last year?
No,
worse.
Oh, last year? Michael Fassbender?
Yes.
Oh, Taylor Kitsch.
No,
it was Ridley Scott.
That's exactly.
Oh my god, I hate it.
Oh, The Counselor.
The Counselor. It was in my top five worst. It was so bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It was what? It probably should have been the top spot, but I hated Getaway so much more.
You didn't like Cameron Diaz having sex with the car?
No, I didn't like anything about that movie.
What did he call it? It looks like a fish. A fat fish.
Yeah, like catfish. That might have been the only good thing.
That's a
catfish.
Oh, that movie was so bad.
Well, we also have on Christmas Day American Sniper, which has had production problems in the past. It was supposed to be a Spielberg movie, but now who is it?
Clint Eastwood.
So
well, that trailer is amazing.
It is amazing.
That pulls you in immediately. I'm like,
I bet you could be.
Oh, you probably already have it. I was going to say another movie.
Same one.
Unbroken? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Unbroken?
Angelina Jolie's next movie. I don't know. It looks good.
Is that a movie?
It's like one of the best actors.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
It's getting tough.
Jack O'Connell?
Yeah.
We have another one called Into the Woods, which I don't know much about.
I'm so excited.
It's a musical.
It's basically
all the
characters from
right.
Disney, basically.
That trailer looked terrible.
Johnny Depp looks ridiculously terrible.
It was one of my favorite musicals growing up.
It's based on that musical where it's like the...
It's all Disney
characters.
The Flute.
Okay, y'all. Anna Kendrick's in it.
You think of Peter and the Wolf.
And the...
No, that's what it's really based on.
And we also have Leviathan at the
in hell is Leviathan.
I don't know much about Leviathan.
Is that the documentary?
I don't know much.
Is that Leviathan? Is that what it is?
No, Leviathan's like a Swedish film, I believe.
And we also have the interview with Seth Rogen.
Oh, which is so ridiculous. It's coming out Christmas.
Which they was supposed to come out last month.
Should have.
And now it's coming out Christmas Day.
It'll get buried, but it looks funny.
I mean,
yeah, it does.
It's weird it's coming out Christmas Day because I don't think it could make as much money coming out Christmas Day because of all the other stuff coming out.
Was it also Wild with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
That's her second feature film of the year.
What's better than The Good Lie?
I like The Good Lie.
Go read and like the truth.
Tim Burton's new movie, Big Eyes. About the
so,
it
Big
was
Eyes.
Heartwarming.
It was a good
movie. Tim Burton's Big Eyes looks amazing. It's based on those paintings, which are awesome.
Yeah, about yeah. the artists.
Yeah. That artist
hey, hopefully it's like another big fish. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, hopefully it's not like
his any better on the soundtrack than us.
So, with some ukulele music?
Yeah.
Like, Unbroken comes out Christmas Day, so that makes me think that it could be like...
You also have like Mark Wahlberg's 80th movie, The Gambler.
He has another movie?
Is that about Kenny Rogers?
What's going on? Yeah, it's a loose remake of Kenny Rogers'
Game Life.
So with these 2 months coming up, I mean, there's...
These are the most these are the most
How many Jones actually has a movie coming out, too? You forgot about
The Homesman, yeah.
The Tommy Lee Jones.
That looks very dark and mysterious.
Like the Three Bears of the Lion's Tribe.
But do you think out of these 2 months... These 2 months, it'd be Interstellar, Inherent Vice, Hunger Games, and Hobbit. That'll be like the big ones. Possibly, maybe Dune too,
yeah.
because of the
well, people
mass
would
love.
You don't think Big Hero 6 will do big?
I
think
Penguin's
going
to do big too.
Penguin's
kids fall.
You really think so?
There's always
been
oh yeah,
yeah.
He's pimping himself out like hardcore. That
Penguin
is everywhere.
Awesome.
I think Hunger Games is
Benedict Cumberbatch voices one of the penguins, guys, so you know.
As Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
Funny.
I'm kept curious. I can't wait to hear. What do you say will win Best Picture right now?
Oh,
if
God.
You had to.
Inherent Vice.
So hard.
Even if you
really
fucking seen
books,
it yet, and you will say it'll win Best Picture.
You can't fuck out that hilarious character.
Wow.
Like Joaquin Phoenix takes the Oscar, too. It's a lovable fucking detective guy.
Well, see,
holy
God,
awesome,
man! You know
that's
that.
A ballsy move.
If
Inherent,
if it
love
wins,
the book. If he fucks
good
it
job,
up, we'll
God,
never see the movie again.
I can't believe you're saying that.
Wow, without seeing it, what about you guys?
I don't think I can say.
I just ballsy said you can throw out a movie.
Movies, yeah.
Think you're real sick, something.
I would like to see Whiplash or Birdman get Best Picture.
But there's
no
way.
There's no way I would love to see Whiplash win. I think Whiplash...
Birdman was amazing, too.
It was good. I think Whiplash was...
Imitation Game has a good chance, too.
Really?
Which one?
No.
I think so.
The Stephen Hawking movie.
I feel like...
That's like a Lifetime movie.
But I feel like the Oscar is going to lean more towards, like, Fury or something like that.
No way.
They love Brad Pitt. They love...
It will never win Best Picture.
It won't win. I won't.
I'm hoping Grand Budapest slips in, guys.
Grand Budapest could slip in.
I don't think it will win.
Boyhood could slip in.
Boyhood could slip in.
No one's saying Interstellar because no one thinks it'll do it.
I think Interstellar is going to be more of a visual.
The Academy is like a sci-fi movie.
It's Christopher Nolan, y'all.
I'm not. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
The Academy is like sci-fi.
One time.
The Academy doesn't like Christopher Nolan.
They don't like his
movies. And they also hate sci-fi movies. Got it.
Unfortunately, doesn't matter.
What's name a best picture that was a sci-fi film?
It's his ninth film, y'all. Boom.
Best picture that was a sci-fi film.
I don't think Interstellar is going to win. I think it gets the technical.
God, you can't do it, can you?
It only does
what?
Name a best picture that was a sci-fi film.
The
Academy.
That's why they extended it 10 films. They're doing
Return
of the King one.
Return of the King.
Sci-fi fantasy.
Fantasy.
It is sci-fi fantasy.
The 2001 Space Odyssey. Maybe I don't know.
No, it did not win Best Picture.
Shining.
No, but the reason why Lord of the Rings, I think, won, where I think part 2 should have gotten Best Picture, not 3, was that it was just like
a culmination of everything. Yeah.
But guys, they added 5 more films for a reason.
No, but it's not always 5 films. Last year was only 7.
Their reason was to draw the audience.
More
they
was
drawn
into the interstellar. Well, someone.
Well, last year we had 9, not 10.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
We should have had 10 last year.
Oh, they got robbed, but like.
I do that all the time. They give it to the person the year after they're supposed to get it.
It was a year that Kate Winslet won Best Actress for The Reader. That was ridiculous.
It should have been
Anne Hathaway, in my opinion. Her performance was so good.
Hold on a second. I want to hear her fucking defend.
Are you kidding me?
This
Anne Hathaway
succubus.
Getting married.
You thought she should
perform.
Hold on. Who won? Wait a second. What movie do you think this person should have won for?
For Rachel Getting Married.
Yeah.
She's so good.
I agree with her.
You agree with her?
Her performance, not the movie. Her performance was so good.
Why is it so good?
Because she, first of all, she's the whole movie. She committed. That was like her first, I would say, like big committed to like
post Havoc for sure.
Yeah, like it was just phenomenal. It was
like a Jason Bailey.
Have you seen Havoc? Is what he's.
I have seen Havoc. I've seen both. Sadly,
it's a great role, but you can't give her the Oscar.
Not Oscar worthy. No.
I say Rachel Getting Married was better than. I think that year it was.
There was someone better.
There was someone who might have. Slightly.
I'm sure it was
it Meryl Streep for like Doubt that people were.
I don't know.
Doubt was amazing. So,
but I don't think Meryl Streep should have won. Like, if that was the case. I don't have an Oscar.
Terrible.
I'm just saying that year I.
Viola Davis plays the same character in all.
Kate Winslet needed it though.
And I love
it. So I'm saying though, she had deserved it from maybe other stuff before.
Yeah,
it was like her. It was her overall resume.
I owe you.
I owe you thing. Yeah.
Aren't you guys more excited for, like, Best Actor, though, where you could see
a Michael Keaton win?
Like, you could see someone that comes out of left field. I don't think McConaughey will take
Correct.
It.
No.
What about, I mean, I believe it's big,
but Michael Keaton winning it would be perfect to me.
No, I don't think I love it.
Yeah.
Of course not. And it's such a tough inner role. Like, he's telling him.
I was gonna say Jake.
I would vote Jake John.
Nightcrawler's worth it. I don't mind that.
What about Ben Affleck and Gone Girl?
No. She's pretty good.
She's the only actress I can think of.
I unfortunately think that Gone Girl has a better shot of getting an Oscar nomination for Best Picture than Fury does.
Wow.
Yeah. It should.
They're both getting nominated. Brad Pitt's also getting nominated. They're gonna watch. No, I'll tell you right now.
Why? Brad Pitt won't be nominated.
They like more movie nominated.
Yeah.
They'll
nominate him.
I don't think Brad Pitt will be nominated for Fury.
Pro Fury.
Eddie Redmayne's gonna get nominated for Fury.
It's too stiff of competition for the actors this year for Brad Pitt. Right now, I can already tell you it's gonna be. I mean, it should be Jake Gyllenhaal, Benedict Cumberbatch for Imitation Game, probably Michael Keaton.
Eddie Redmayne.
Stephen Hawking. He'll get that. And then I don't know. You only get one more.
You know, you wouldn't put Miles Teller in.
He's not.
Jake Hayes gonna get nominated. Not him.
Jake Hayes is supporting. And Steve Carell.
They could both get
Channing Tatum has a chance. I'm not saying it's for sure.
He's terrible.
But it's Steve Carell's movie, right?
Steve Carell is supporting. I say Steve Carell and J.K. Simmons go head-to-head for supporting this year.
And maybe Edward Norton. Shia LaBeouf for supporting.
For what?
For Birdman.
I don't think he's going to win. I don't think Edward Norton would win. I really think... I think Steve Carell would win.
For Best Supporting.
I
wish Ralph Fiennes would have made it for Grand Budapest.
Yeah, Ralph Fiennes for Grand Budapest.
He's so good in it.
And he will get overlooked.
He's going to get overlooked.
It came out in January.
That movie's so brilliant. It should get director, film, and actor.
Yeah.
And support for the little kid.
If Chinese movie nominates for anything, it should be 22 Jump
Street.
I don't know if he'll get nominated. He didn't do a bad job.
Yeah.
I'm not pro Channing Tatum, like, ever, usually, but he did a good job.
I agree.
He takes direction well.
You know, he did a good job of playing that little slave boy in the End of the World.
This is the end, yes.
Well, he was playing himself.
Do you think Guardians would ever get anything besides like visual effects and stuff?
I wish. No.
I think Hunger Games has a better chance.
Or any superhero movie, you think that they would ever give the Academy would start taking them more seriously?
Well, no.
Not like Marvel.
Dark Knight was nominated.
Not Marvel. No, Dark Knight wasn't.
Yeah, it's after Break from Dark Knight. astronaut.
I didn't say Rises. I said Dark Knight.
Dark
Knight. Heath Ledger.
So Birdman's going to be the closest.
I think Birdman will.
I think Birdman will get nominated.
It's waiting for anything visual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
cinematography.
So
cinematography.
Maybe Interstellar.
Pump the brakes on that, sir.
Interstellar will get, like, special effects. But.
Yeah.
See, I hate, the only thing I hate is like the fact that the Academy in the last few years has been giving the DP award to freaking visual effects movies versus movies that
you were amazed by Gravity?
Yeah.
I don't see Life of Pi so much for cinematography now.
It's more graphics, though. There's more graphics. And they should get
it's not as easy peasy.
They shot blue screen.
That's why I think Birdman's a perfect. If they don't give.
Oh, no, I agree. Birdman.
Over, like, Interstellar, because, I'm going to be curious.
It's basically saying Avatar should have won Best in Cinematography.
I would. Birdman visually. Excellent. So
I thought Whiplash was really good
editing.
For editing, I'd give it to Whiplash. At least, like, sound mixing and stuff like that.
Best actor, the guy,
but it's going to go to Interstellar.
I, dude, Miles Teller, I do agree. Miles Teller deserves an Oscar nomination. I don't think he'll get it, though. But I hope he does.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that Miles Teller deserves a nod. He's just not going to get it. It's not. You know how the Academy works. They don't want to give it to
him. That's definitely not an Academy movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's definitely.
No,
I think it could get nominated, the film.
It felt so much like Social Network. Are you kidding me?
Whiplash?
Yeah.
What?
It had that type of. It was just much
It did
quicker.
Not feel like Social Network to me.
It did. It was in the dark dungeons of the fucking school. Are you guys kidding me?
I didn't.
And college. Are you guys. It was wonderful.
Are you kidding me?
All right.
Well, I like Social Network was a
Miles Teller kept posting on Facebook all his
stuff.
We'll talk more on
this. We'll move
later.
On. Move on. Let's go to news. Let's talk about Christian Bale and Seth Rogen in the Steve Jobs movie as Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak.
I'm totally in.
Seth Rogen's in it now?
Steve Wozniak.
I know. I'm
going to get a little weight.
Yeah. It's so weird how several studios will just put out the same movie right in a row. Like, we had just had Kutcher.
It's
yeah.
A lot better.
No, it's a lot better.
Jobs was terrible.
Josh Gad was amazing.
Josh Gad was so good.
But
Kutcher wasn't
freaking
excellent, but he was still decent.
Oh, it was awful.
Terrible. They didn't talk about his death or anything. Talk about anything.
Well, that's what it was only.
This has to be some type of retrospective.
It was only like up to before Apple became Apple.
Yeah,
that's what they showed. This will be different.
This better be a different movie.
But Rogan's playing kind of like this, a serious role. Basically, it'll be interesting.
Well,
he played a couple serious guys.
But serious. He's fine.
He
won't be as good as Josh Gad was.
No, he won't.
Josh Gad is
excellent.
Serious.
Yeah.
But Christian Bale may look so much like Steve Jobs if he has that.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, beard. Let's talk about Gotti's favorite director, Michael Bay. Seems like he's doing, wants to do a war movie, a true war movie,
like
based on Benghazi.
I like him doing more realistic than I do stupid ass Transformers films. He's not a terrible director. He just has.
He is a awful.
He just directs a lot.
He doesn't direct a lot.
He's an awful director.
Pearl Harbor is an incredible film to look at.
It is. Well, no, it's not.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
It's a terrible movie to look at.
I like Pearl Harbor.
I like Pearl Harbor.
You like Pearl Harbor?
Why?
I mean, I was really young when I watched it, but I
terrible film.
I enjoyed it when
but
I
maybe
it.
He's like, since he saw Catherine Bigelow win the Best Picture, then he saw, what's the other?
The wife. The wife
the
is
other,
better than the husband.
What was the other war movie that won recently with Amy Adams?
Amy Adams.
Wasn't she in that?
We talking about?
Wasn't that Amy Adams? I thought she was in that. The one that was with Osama bin Laden. One recently.
No.
Oh, you think it's Zero Dark 30.
Zero Dark 30 and Kurt Walker.
Osama.
Zero Dark 30.
So I wonder if Bay wants an Oscar, like, directing, so he wants to make
his
ex-wife.
Who's his
ex-wife?
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay?
Was it Michael Bay?
I thought it was Cameron Crowe or James Cameron.
Catherine Beachley?
Yeah.
Another asshole.
Yeah.
James Cameron. Is he making a
fucking
film that
he's only doing
five Avatar movies.
So wait, Michael Bay's Italian
both of them.
Well, he's talking about doing a movie based on Benghazi.
Well, he's also attached now he's attached to Ghost Recon, which is based off video games.
Yeah. I do know that. That's probably the same
thing,
yeah.
You do
based on Benghazi.
I'm really tired.
I'm not in.
You know what? I'd rather see a Zack Snyder film. She's talking about great fucking directors.
Exactly.
Well, would you rather see the Ghost Recon, or would you rather see him do another Bad Boys?
Ghost Recon,
another Bad Boys movie.
I'd rather see him do another Bad Boys, because Bad Boys...
That would have been in the talks, too.
More...
With those two old fuckers. Maybe
they'd still be good.
Martin with Kelsey Grammer is good enough.
Yeah,
all right. So Netflix. Fox. Netflix just purchased the rights to Richie Rich. They're making a live action Richie Rich TV
series. Well, they bought it already. It was already made.
It's already made?
Yeah.
So it was a pilot.
Well, it had been made before.
They had like 13 episodes.
Yeah, it started Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin, yes.
They had like 16 episodes from like a Canadian TV channel. So,
but Netflix will air.
Yes, and they're going to start making new episodes.
It's CSR's cousin, Brogy Bro.
It's they kind of revamped it to where he sold an app to make his billions.
All right, this next news is all for the fanboys out there. You probably for the last 10 years have been wanting to know who's going to play Gambit in the X-Men.
But they have time.
Going to be Channing Tatum.
Kind of stupid.
Channing Tatum is Gambit.
It's been that way for a while, but yeah, I know it's going to be totally weird.
Why is it going to be totally weird?
I will see.
I'm not sold. I don't like
it. Can he play with, like, a Louisiana bread fucking...
He's going to slim down a little bit, too. Like, he's too...
I know a lot of fanboys...
Gambit is just, like, hold on.
A lot of fanboys wanted, what's his name? Law Sawyer from Lost to play Gambit.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanted
him. He's big as hell, too.
But he's not, like... He's got slimmer...
You know who I want? That British lovable guy, Jamie Bell. I want that guy.
We got that guy.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
He's the thing.
I want to see him as a thing, too. I think that whole cast is, like, perfect to me.
Calm down, Susan.
I'm excited.
So who has watched...
Jordan, Miles Teller,
Kate Mara.
So who has watched the Fast and Furious 7 trailer?
No one. Well, I haven't.
I think it's going to be the best one yet.
I think it's going to do the best.
It's going to be weird.
They're going to have cars that fly for 10 minutes, I think. I mean, I think it's going to be ludicrous.
I've actually enjoyed the last few. Like,
and plus, Paul Walker will be in it.
That's why it's going to do really well.
It's going to be weird.
See, the first four, it got better.
A digital Paul Walker.
Yeah, they did. Justin Lin took over, right?
That's why it became good. Justin Lin's not a bad director. You know what? Better than Michael Bay.
I agree. Ubi Ball's better than Michael Bay.
Justin has to do this lap next thing, though. He was just being else, right?
It's the director of Saw.
So I'm actually, it might be a lot less.
The
first Saw.
Yeah, the little guy.
So Furious 7 might be.
I think it'll be awesome. There's so many good people. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Over the top, you go into it like, man, we're going to see.
They emptied up after.
Yeah, people jump over.
Safety's coming now. Is it going to be everybody?
Is it Transporter?
It's going to be good.
Who else is the other guy that's there?
It's like a younger version of Expendables, basically.
It's a better version.
I'm excited. All right.
It's Groot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so they're making, if they haven't already made enough Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies remakes, they're making another prequel called Leatherface. And it's going to be about Leatherface when he's a teenager.
Is this
the
director, though?
Yes, the directors. The directors are Julian Moore.
Golly gee, everyone hates me.
The directors are Julian Mori and Alexandre Bustillo, and they were famous for directing that creepy French movie Inside with a pregnant movie, and it was super scary.
This is going to be brilliant.
I hope so, because there has not been a good Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie in a long time.
This isn't like a Hollywood studio. This is going to be like gritty and about his growth as a boy.
Have they casted Leatherface?
No. But I don't know if I care much about Leatherface being
a kid,
but it could be quite badass.
It's going to be about the family.
It's going to be more about the...
Yeah, but the movie's going to be called Leatherface, so it's going to center on him as a teenager.
So it's his origin. Well, I hope
That's actually interesting. We haven't seen that. So.
It's a whiny emo teen.
It's kind of like Michael Myers.
It's like Wrong Turn 6, if you've seen it. Have you not mentioned the biggest news this week?
What is the biggest
Marvel announcement of Phase 3?
What? Tell us about Marvel announcement phase three.
The next thing,
That's exactly what it is.
Well, 2019, pretty much they have the whole, they released the whole list.
There's Avengers 2, there's going to be Black Panther played by...
No, Avengers 2 Space 2, that's already
I mean,
Avengers 3, Avengers 3, Part 1 and 2.
And then Part 1 and 2.
Black Panther will be played by Chadwick Boseman, right?
Yeah, I didn't like that guy.
That guy's good. But
Doctor Strange.
He was an asshole when he came to the theater.
Hey, a lot of people are asking.
One at a time.
What? It's fine. Well, he's just what?
It's not fine. It's me.
Yeah, he didn't like talking to fans or doing anything. He was like, get them all away from
me. What's he been?
He's not been even, he's not even that famous yet, so he has, like, no right to be that way.
We'll see. Maybe he'll be more
mobile. So,
he signed a 5-picture deal for Black Panther, so... we also have for Phase 3 Doctor Strange, yes, which is going to be Benedict Cumberbatch, which is going to be awesome.
Yes.
We also have the Inhumans, which is apparently Fig's favorite. He's been trying to push the Inhumans into the world thanks to the Guardians of the Galaxy, and we're getting the Inhumans. So.
And they're also saying that Vin Diesel might be playing Black Bolt in Inhumans because he isn't talking it, so... They're saying his body will be in that, and his voice will be Groot.
Just get the rock body.
And they also have, they also have Guardians of the Galaxy too, which
so be awesome.
And then Captain Marvel with Carol Danvers will be a female superhero movie. So
I'm excited.
Tons of good stuff.
Too many. Let's make everything.
There's gonna be it's gonna be oversaturated.
And then plus you have all the DC stuff too.
Because Captain America 3 is gonna be Civil War.
Does it go bad? They're like
Ant-Man?
Doctor Strange was.
We'll see.
Ant-Man is still up in the air. We're just waiting to see what happens there.
Well, since you chopped the director,
Black Panther, really?
I'm also a little sad that that Marvel announced that Bullseye will not be in the Daredevil TV show. So.
That sucks.
That's dumb. Why not?
I don't know.
Guess they couldn't
we'll
get
have to wait and see. He was a good boy.
And then I have to mention this bit of news for our WWE listeners. Wrestling, WWE Network, Vince announced this week that for the whole month of November, the WWE Network is completely free, including the pay-per-view. And now instead of buying a 6-month subscription, you can do month-to-month with no contract cancel anytime, which is awesome. I feel like they're losing. They're trying to gain more subscribers. They're not getting
them. Push.
Yep, and they're trying to get more.
What's the pay-per-view for this month?
Survivor Series. Brock Lesnar versus Cena again.
Again.
Part 3. So, but it'll be good. But if you don't have it, if you're curious about the WWE...
This makes me happy.
If you're curious about the WWE Network and you haven't had a chance yet, you can get it all free this month, which includes the pay-per-view.
Have they brought Bret the Hitman Hart back?
I mean, he's not wrestling. No.
Then I don't care.
But you can catch all of his old matches and interviews.
That's true. Do they show his post-interview, though?
Absolutely. It's all
there's a documentary on him that's pretty good.
Documentary.
Yeah. It's really good. But yeah, check that out. But yeah, I guess that's our 48th podcast. We're a few away from our 52nd one, which will be our big, like, long year one. Which I guess it's been more than a year because we've taken weeks off. But yeah, it'll be our 50.
52nd. The big one?
No, 52nd.
Oh,
52nd.
52 pickup.
Why not?
Why
50.
Not 50?
Yeah, why not 50?
That's 52 weeks in a year, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, we're all here.
Oh, what's going on? This is like science.
Didn't major in
Susan mine was blown.
Wait a minute, it's 52 weeks in a year.
I can't believe it.
What about leap week? Year?
Oh, and by the way, before we head out, in a week or two, HBO is releasing the complete series of Sopranos on Blu-ray for the first time in high definition. It's awesome. It's on our table.
Nice.
It's really good. Highly recommend it. Tons of extras, a whole bonus disc, plus it comes with all the digital copies of each episode.
Nice.
Do you bring up Terrence Winter, thoughts on Boardwalk?
I haven't watched the last episode yet.
Awesome.
Loved it.
We'll talk about that next week.
We'll talk about that next week.
We'll catch up.
I will catch up.
But that's our podcast for Multimedia Men, 48 Podcast. Find us on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. Subscribe to us. Review us. Rate us.
Rate.
Five stars.
Rate.
Five thumbs up.
We're already five, right?
And we miss you, Gwen. Gwen, feel better.
Yes, Gwen.
Your Ebola clears up, hopefully.
I missed your commentary from Brian's remarks.
Fucking bell killing.